This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
You are.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige.
Hello, buddy.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. And if you've been fantasizing about having
lunch,
sugar-free alcohol, your dreams may be coming true soon.
More than what? Hang on. That's liquor, right?
Yes.
How do you make it without there being some sugar content in it, though? Well, because, like, the natural sugar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's sugar in fruit, but it's still healthy
that
sugar.
That is true. Because people that want to lose weight but don't want to stop drinking will just, like, switch to liquor.
Vodka.
Yeah, vodka or tequila. Yeah.
So here's the deal.
I drink paint thinner. I don't know.
Oh, hey.
Hell yeah. I knew you was
buzz.
A G.
I learned it from Family Ties.
Drop some calories.
You know, that episode about alcoholism on Family Ties told me that there's alcohol in your house when you don't know there is.
Oh, yeah.
Like vanilla extract. Drink it. You'll get drunk if you drink the whole bottle.
Oh, God.
Don't do it without your parents' permission.
People that get real bad will do the rubbing alcohol.
Or mouthwash.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Drink like four or five bottles of mouthwash completely. Their breath is immaculate.
Clean forever. I don't know
about you. But they're driving like an H. Yeah.
You been drinking tonight, sir? Mouthwash. Got anything in your pockets? Stick me up and hurry.
So the makers of Crystal Light have announced Crystal Light Vodka Refresheners. And they're described as a 77-calorie
zero-sugar
beverage.
That's a definite. We're going to buy it and rebrand it.
Look at Refresheners.
And
how do you spell it?
In two flavors, wild strawberry and lemonade, and their ABV will be 3.8%.
Uh-oh. It's like the beer I used to have.
It's very mild.
Look at that strawberry.
Oh, man.
Anybody?
That stuff. I never cared for that stuff.
You buy it in four packs for $9.99.
Man, I got two beers that have been sitting in the fridge for probably about 3 months. Like, I don't really feel the urge to drink.
Is there a shelf life on that?
I feel accomplished, and, like, I know some things. Like, that was owned by General Foods, which used to be, like, the Acme Foods. Like, they owned everything. But they're now defunct, which they sold all their brands off. Guess who bought Crystal Light? And now has turned it into a hard seltzer line.
Rupert Murdoch.
You are closer than you know because it does have political ties.
I'm not surprised.
I'll give you a hint.
I'm not skinny either.
This guy tried to be president. His wife was known as the Queen of Ketchup.
No.
Al Gore.
Heinz.
Kraft Heinz. Kraft Heinz.
John Kerry, flip-flopper.
So smart, though, man. Like, you bought, like, nobody's buying it because it's Crystal Light, but it's like familiarity. And now you're like, well, I drink now. So then it's.
So Therese's out there cutting checks for Crystal Light and whatever else.
I mean, that's just smart, though. But it's like finding out, like, all the dating apps are owned by one company. And it's so true. I saw it. I didn't believe it. I searched it.
Is that why you got off of them?
No, I stayed on there because I got off on them. No.
Aren't they kind of all laid out the same, though?
Come on.
Yes. It's like storytelling. There's seven stories to tell. Yeah. And how do you tell it? Different ways.
They're all templated the same way?
Right.
If that's the word.
So there's an eighth story now where Hollywood makes us feel bad for the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's the eighth story they've rewritten now.
Well, that's where they get the women. You know, they get that, what is it, Stockholm Syndrome, somewhat?
Singapore.
They fall in love with the killer?
Florence Nightingale.
I have no idea what that syndrome is. It's not Stockholm. That's when you're...
That's when you fall in love with
held hostage.
Okay, well...
I sound like you got down right now, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I don't have the face for it. Let's just say metaphorically it's like a that type of, like a Stockholm-type syndrome. Like, it doesn't really have to be like, you know...
Well, did you know that 90% of us experience work meeting hangovers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not what you're thinking. Not like intoxication hangovers, but work meeting hangovers mean that the employees are left feeling less focused, less motivated, and less productive.
Because they feed you. I mean, like, and I'm not complaining about that. If it's let's think of how I can word this and save face. Let's call it a client meeting. There will be food. It's not a client meeting, there will not be food.
I like how the emails come out. That, you know, the people know that the food is only for a particular set of people.
I know, but no, but they
because I've been pulled out of the food line before.
A food lion?
Well, not you know that too, but like, you know, when we had remember the conference room?
Yeah.
The conference room up here used to host meetings.
Yeah.
Back before COVID, you know, before it changed everything. But they would bring in breakfast, and our studio was right there. So we're like, let's pop in.
Yeah.
Get a plate. No, I got pulled out of line. It's not for you. Not yet.
But they have to send those emails like, hey, the food in the kitchen is not.
We've already picked over
for everyone. You can have it. But then there's that. That's how you take it. But then there's the email. So the email goes out and say, the food is not for you. It's for a meeting. Do not touch it. And then an hour and a half, 2 hours later, there's some food downstairs. If anybody wants any of the leftovers that we've all fingered and touched all over.
I wanted to pile on the email and say, yeah, boys, that's about us. All thanks for having our
sent
back.
This email 2 hours ago and I'm still
only
there.
For the irrelevant peons, you can now eat the food that the gracious people tossed aside.
Because I wanted to tell Paige, because that day she was down there making like some awful chili packet or whatever, I was going to tell you, don't touch this food. Because you ain't in the meeting.
Paige was in here eating chili the other morning. I'm like, that just smells weird in the morning time. To smell someone eating chili at like 7:30 in the morning.
I don't have.
I bet your stomach was tore up.
No, actually, it had protein in it, and I needed that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, you need some protein, do you?
Need some protein.
Welcome to diversity training 101.
Now, Fat Boy could have been making a reference to a mission of some kind. Mm. Or he could be talking about what's in animals.
Okay.
Wouldn't it be fun, though, to be in those videos? Like, we're the examples of what not to do.
I'm an actor. What are some things
what
I've seen you in?
What kind of animal would you be playing?
Did you see the Wendy's sexual harassment job training video?
Booker T was in it.
I was the sexual aggressive manager.
I was the guy who walked by the women's bathroom and said, light a match!
I was the guy saying, Biggie fries, it looks like you got Biggie thighs. And I was fired. I now work for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Shouldn't be doing
that. I was the guy who they said, you want cheeseburger? I said, I'll take the fur.
And an order of thighs. Get out of here.
Oh, boy.
Give me the whaler.
Do you like David Duchovny? He's one of my favorites. Oh, he's Mulder. Back.
You know, that's the thing. It used to be called a whaler back in our day, and now it's just a plain fist sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, where's the creativity?
Fist?
I'll give you a knuckle sandwich if you don't watch out.
A moose knuckle sandwich if you're lucky.
Bang, zoom to the moon.
David Duchovny will host a History Channel series called Secrets.
Oh, that's Hank Moody.
Declassified.
Oh, God.
It's like the real X-Files, but even better. Each episode will focus on a different topic, like Argo and Area 51.
He's going to find his sister. I love it. You know what's interesting watching old X-Files? Because I'm in it right now. I'm like through season 7. They talk a lot about MK Ultra and all that stuff way back then.
It was a soft revelation that like all soft. That stuff. Like I learned about, and a lot of people, and I'm not going to go into it now. You got Google. I learned about Admiral. I have a hard time saying that word. Admiral. Not admirable, but Admiral. Like in the Navy or whatever.
Admiral.
She's like old Pink Panther.
You're talking about Admiral. You sound like a drunk Muppet. No, but Admiral Byrd.
God almighty.
The guy who, Craig Daddy.
I saw the biggest set of T's on TV, and I thought, you know, my camera linked up to it somehow.
I heard about that guy. You have to look him up. Admiral Byrd. And the things that he saw, it was kind of revealed on an X-Files episode. And then for years, I thought it was just part of the episode. And then I was like, God, that really freaking happened. And there's like proof that that all happened. So it's kind of like, you wonder like if there are powers that be, you know, the powers, the people pulling the strings, do they like put it in early movies and TV shows and The Simpsons and stuff? Because they can lay their head down at night saying, well, we told y'all. You thought it was a TV show, but we told you.
We
you just didn't
it.
See it.
Yeah,
so they're
it
releasing
in.
Their soul of any kind of, you know, being responsible for it. It's like, well, we told you. You took it as an entertainment. Yeah. That's where they get you. They had iPads on Star Trek.
Reveals your, relieves your conscience for a little bit.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Or, well, you know what? If I didn't kill him, he would have killed other people. That kind of thought, you know.
God told you, do one to others before they do one to you.
Yep.
So, get on it.
You want it
That's
done to you. Do unto others as you want to be done unto you.
Did you ever watch Dawson Creek?
No, watch
Why
what?
Why is that funny?
What did I watch?
Dawson's Creek.
Okay, so the first one was just Dawson Creek.
Dawson's Creek. Did you
that sounds like
that?
A low rent porn star.
Uh oh.
I'm Dawson
Look,
Creek.
If you watch that, I have good news for you.
Uh oh. Something about Vanderbeek.
Yeah, Joey Potter's house from Dawson's Creek is on the auction block, and you can move into it.
Well, that was Katie bid. Holmes, right? Joey.
No, Bill Elliott was awesome. Bill from Dawson's Creek.
If Bill Elliott was on Dawson's Creek, I would have watched every episode twice.
You're kidding. If Chase Elliott was in there, I'd watch it.
$29,000 is the starting bid.
$28,000?
$29,000.
Where's it at? Detroit?
It's in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, well.
That's one of the last shows to use Wilmington, right? As a filming spot, whatever you call those.
They cut all them.
What do you call that,
tax
page?
Cuts.
Where you record a.
Filming location?
That's it. Recording spot.
Recording spot.
I, know, oh my I was God. Asking the actor, G Blanket.
I was in a movie,
yes,
bitch.
He was. He played some DJ
Jungle Jim, a strip club owner.
DJ.
I have to go back and revisit that.
I own that strip club.
Jungle Jims, where the women would do monkey bars when they'd go across your lap.
Well, they didn't give the people real names, so I went with... That's for the early days of Facebook fussing names, like the Big Boo Brenda. That was one of the names they gave one of the characters in the movie, and they went with it. And that chick was like, I mean, she had on like a Madonna bra. Like, they were like going to poke you in the eye. They were so poignant.
And like a girl we just saw on TV, like a young Paige.
Dude, in the green?
Yeah.
I know.
Good Lord.
I'm sitting there like, either way I look in this room, I'm looking at Big Whopper.
Stop staring at Fat Boy.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I like that.
Isn't it? That's so sexy. So good. I produced that.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
Put that together.
We need to get some new ones for other segments that we do on the show.
Oh. You can't. Yeah. Remember, we had the new one done for the FOF line. People are like, no. Other one was my anthem, man. Paige.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but the Toronto Raptors have a... he's not a rookie. He's been playing in the league a couple years now.
It's his second year, yeah.
His name is Grady Dick. And Grady, in some kind of... Was it an elbow? Was it a forearm? I don't know. But because the world is so stupid right now... Ryan Hollins had to issue an apology for saying the obvious. Now, it's your mind in the gutter for making this dirty.
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
See if he's okay.
Jesus. The 3 seconds includes the other guy saying, yes, someone hit Dick in the face. But then that guy says...
It's legit.
His thing, and he has to issue an apology. Because,
he's not being ugly about that. He was.
Oh, you got hit in the face, Grady Dick.
Yeah.
So, who hit Dick in the face?
You know, we're all grown ups here.
I don't get it.
Could we do that one again? That was a short one.
Sure.
I thought people missed it.
Yes.
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
He had to issue an apology for that.
Now, look, we know how he meant it, but, you know, Grady, on the other hand, he's a little sneak because...
With the jerseys?
Yeah, with Anthony Black. Now, we don't
Paige,
have to say
it. Anthony Black standing here, Paige, and then Grady standing beside him with their backs to the camera. Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't get it.
No. They were swapping jerseys. One jersey said Black because Anthony Black.
And then Grady's last name's on his.
Oh, okay.
All right, cool. She's so good.
You still don't get it, do you?
You don't get it.
That's all good. Sometimes you don't catch on.
Yeah. She got it.
Oh, now she's getting a little.
If you ever see her go like this, that's what she's saying.
Now she's drifting off. You put it in her head now.
No, I want to know. Pictures,
dream
please.
A little dream.
Pictures,
Oh, man.
She's singing to Richard Dawson is what she's thinking about.
Oh.
Come here and give me some sugar.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Ew. I saw an old episode.
So creepy.
Even the young girls he was kissing.
Yeah. Like, get your bad breath away from me.
Back in when it was okay then, I guess.
Yeah.
No, never.
Very strange.
Well, I came across the clip of, you know, there's a guy who's trying to pressure wash his house. He is an older grandpa, you could say.
Uh-huh. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Well, he's still married after all these years.
Good for him.
I got a feeling they drive each other crazy.
Probably.
He's trying to pressure wash the house. He pressure washes the front door.
Uh-oh.
Well, Grandma thinks that somebody maybe rang the doorbell.
Oh,
so
God.
She comes to the door and,
oh,
well,
God.
The following ensues.
Did I knock? I'm squirting the house. Maybe I hit the doorknob. I don't know. I'm trying to wash the bird shit and everything out of here. What do you want? Well, then shut the f***ing door.
I'm such an ass job.
Oh, my God. Oh, you can't make this shit up. Oh,
I got to tell you what happened, because when he tells her to shut the door, it flashes to he does it again, like the doorknob, like the doorbell, and then she opens it back up, and she gets hosed.
Wow.
God, with a pressure washer?
That's when he started laughing.
That probably hurts.
That hurt like hell, probably.
Oh, yeah, because he's going at it.
The things will cut through leather.
He's standing real close, too. He's not really far away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can hear, like, she real faint.
It
she
hurt.
Says,
it hurt.
What are you doing?
I saw a thing the other day. And if Ring would, like, take this and use it, like, it would be some solid marketing. And it was this little compilation video somebody made on Instagram that said, not only is Ring doorbells protecting us from the bad guys, it's also recording some of the greatest farts in the history of mankind. And it shows these people, particularly women, walking and just...
Or
when they slide down. I never realized that women generally fart when they slide down.
When they fall?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially in an icy situation.
I didn't think they could at all.
Probably that time, Paige, when you fell and broke your leg in the ice, you probably slipped out a big tooth.
I could have farted.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a snap.
Yes. That's what it was.
Got a crackle and pop.
It was the pressure from the fart for your thong that just snapped it in half.
Paige making a Rice Krispie treat in her underwear.
Bad.
It also shows you the house in Pittsburgh that blew up all the pieces, which was sad, but like, wow, I can't believe a Ring camera caught this.
Wow, can you imagine?
Boy, you're not kidding. Oof. You're not kidding. That was...
The whole house, like,
I
gone.
I mean, that's just too much. The whole house?
What was that, a gas leak?
I think it was.
God bless.
People died.
No. This should be a thing on our phone. If we get annoying, or not annoying, but every time some... it's going to sound awful. But every time some kid's missing or an old person, our phones all go crazy. How about it? The phone's also a gas meter. If you walk into your house and the gas levels, it's like, murr, murr, murr.
Yep. Radon. That radon meter. You'd know.
Something.
Turn around. Go.
All right. This is not mine, but the one I'm presenting to you, the big news flub. Ooh. And it just doesn't.
Ooh, I love these.
These things don't just happen in the small town. No.
It's not me.
This is Philadelphia. I believe it's in Pennsylvania.
Big market.
And this is ABC Channel 6's Gabriella Galati.
Ooh,
I don't know. It sounds like a Mitsubishi.
Sounds exotic.
But nevertheless, it's where most people won't admit it, but their minds are in the gutter.
Okay.
They stay there, but then that guy, the Grady Dick guy, had to apologize.
Yeah.
Listen to what Gabriella says here.
Thursday, partly sunny skies and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jess.
She means beer. Guys, she means beer.
Is she talking about beer?
Wow.
Wow.
Dude, that was on purpose.
You would think that someone who is, and maybe I'm giving the news people, you know what, I am giving them too much credit. They're reading. I mean, we know some people that are in the local news. They're fine people. They're nice people and all that stuff. But
I wonder
if it was the craziest thing, man.
I wonder if they recycle old anchor names for the new people, just like thinking they won't remember them. Like,
do they get to come up with their own names? Like in wrestling, you get to have it on your own name on the indie circuit. But if, you know, TKO signs you, you're going to be Lash Legend or Trick Willie, whatever name they want to give you. Who knows?
Oh, man.
But, that's Channel 6 in Philly. That was Gabriella Galati.
I'm going to go check it out now just to at least see, you know.
Talking about beer, guys.
Sports guy's like, okay.
Yeah, sure she is. Yeah. So here's a guy with a great name who is on an expedition. You know how when you go on a cruise, you go do these little excursions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They were doing a little jungle tour.
Fun.
And this guy with the great name slides off the side of a mountain.
What?
Matthew, be careful. It's slippery right there. So. Jesus Christ. Come back, Matthew. Oh, God. Matthew, God. Rebecca, you can't see Matthew? Oh, Jesus. Tell Matthew to come back.
Wait, what did he say?
Rebecca is Matthew's fiance, according to the comments that I read on there. And that
did the guy die?
So a lot of people will put on there, don't worry, they're okay. I did not see that on there.
Oh, now I got to do that one again.
Matthew, come back. Like he had a decision. You literally, I will share this. I guess
my
I can
goodness.
Do it on my personal one and tag Rise Guys in it and share it over there. But this guy literally disappears out of the camera view down the side of a mountain. Or not a mountain, a cliff, let's say.
Oh, that's worse.
In Jamaica, Mom. Yeah.
Matthew, be careful. It's slippery right there, sir. Jesus Christ. Come back, Matthew. Oh, God. Matthew, God. Rebecca, you can't see Matthew? Oh, Jesus. Tell Matthew to come back.
You hear Rebecca? Oh, my God.
I know she had an accent.
Come back, Matthew. Come back.
We can be together now, Rebecca.
Fly back up here. You just disappeared through the jungle, man.
He probably kicked him off the mountain. So he hooked up with Rebecca.
He hooked up with Becky.
Becky! We can be together, man.
Come back, Matthew. Use that for your little funny little sound drops and stuff. Come back, Matthew. Like if I have to run out of the room to the bathroom or something. Come back, Matthew.
I mean, I saved one from last time.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
That's
the best. Well,
yeah.
That is something.
Oh, look who just gave himself the take-home bit.
Yeah, I'll finish with
this. He must think this one reigns supreme then.
I enjoyed it, but
we're
I'm
all
telling
winners
you.
Here.
Oh, he's got something in store, and I can't wait. What do you have?
The balls people have to mess with random people without thinking about any kind of consequence these days.
Yep.
Is really saying something.
Balls.
This guy goes, so you buy Balin now, you have ticks. Balls up, making
hey,
waffles.
Mother Blankers.
Making waffles. So, not only is he in a big box retailer abusing the handheld intercom system or whatever, no. He's impersonating Yay. Being a worker.
Okay.
So, it's two people doing this. You got the one guy walking up to the customer, and you got the other guy talking to the fake worker through the handset.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's relaying the information to the customer, and it goes awry from there, trying to kick the guy out of the store. Little do they know, evidently they're messing with somebody who's got a lot of money. Or so he says.
Oh, my God.
That guy next to you, he just shoved a couple items up his ass.
The gentleman right next to me?
He has a couple items up his right now. So I'm going to bend over and inspect his anus.
He can kiss my ass. I ain't got a damn thing in myself. Oh, yeah. Damn multimillionaire. F*** you guys.
Let me talk to him.
Oh, wait. See anything in my pocket?
He said he's not stealing anything. Are you sure you caught him on the cameras?
I'll sue you.
You're gonna have to bend over right now.
I'll sue your f***ing ass, okay?
Check your anus.
He wants to check you. He wants you to put your pants down.
There. You see anything on me?
Right. We need to inspect
you see that
your
bracelet?
Anus.
That's $12,000.
Let me tell him.
You see that?
Yeah.
The rings? I got $40,000 in jewelry on me. You.
Here, let me see what he said.
All that's fake.
Oh, he said it's fake.
Huh?
He said the jewelry is fake.
Take your mother f***ing ass. Get his f***ing name.
It's boss, Johnny. Johnny the boss. He's like the man. He wants you to leave, I guess.
F*** him. Come throw me out. Come arrest me, you mother f***er.
Yeah.
He's out now. Yeah.
He's like a bit of an ass to me, too.
You can s*** my f***ing b***h, you ass.
Yeah.
I will.
What?
You got to see the look on the guy's face afterwards. Yeah, I will.
What's his name? That's Boss Jimmy.
Oh my God.
Boss Johnny.
I got $40,000 worth of rings.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm laughing because those emails I made fun of earlier, we just got another one. Not to show out, guys, but next Tuesday we're getting ice cream.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, that's right. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday today on March the 6th. Be with you. Happy birthday.
Oh.
Or suck it.
That's a good one. Let's start with this fella right here.
Bubba Sparks.
It is Bubba Sparks' birthday. College Park, Georgia.
Man.
What? Right near the airport.
Is he someone that you could go see in touring still, or?
Yeah, he's still out doing the thing. Paul Wall, too. Paul Wall's still out there.
Oh, he's still got the grill.
He's skinny, too. He had belly bypass, I believe. Looks good.
Yeah. God, I have no clue. I'm going to say big one.
No, not big. Big, nope.
45.
41.
Bubba Sparks is 48
Jesus.
Years old today.
That's way off.
Yeah, a little close to somebody in the room, maybe, as far as age-wise. You know this song?
This is John Tesh.
This is John Tesh. It's Round Ball Rock. It will be coming back to the NBA on NBC when they start next year.
That video that he did that time where it shows him walking around like he's not performing, but it's like you're at a listening party, but he's up there just doing his hands like
yep. dun, 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 to dun, this dun, song. Dun,
dun. Like he's directing music, but
conducting.
It's all just like a Kanye listening party concert. Paige got tickets.
We'll see here. Let's see. Give you some clues. LSU. He was drafted.
Pete Maravich.
No.
He's dead.
Think of the second most famous out of LSU.
And basketball?
Yep.
Oh, man.
If you say Ben Simmons, I'll smack you.
I can't think of a second. Give me the initials.
He was drafted by the Orlando Magic. And I believe 1992.
Oh. Wait, I think you're thinking of Blue Chips, the movie.
Yeah, nope. Not talking about Butch McRae's, buddy. He won three titles with the Lakers. Three-peat.
I mean, is
the most dominant big man of all
time.
Yeah,
okay. So I did not know that he went to LSU?
Yep.
Shaq?
No.
Shaq Daddy.
I like
hey,
that.
Ernie.
My God.
It's my birthday, Ernie.
That's funny.
What a mind blank that was. I don't know why that there was a black hole in my head just now. Well, not that it's not a glory hole, fat boy. Get away.
If you had to meet one person, hey, Shaq's probably top of the list.
If I could meet two, if I could plan the ultimate hang sesh, it would be, are you ready for this? Shaq and Dolly.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
They'd be fun.
I thought you'd say Shaq and Trump, but Shaq and Dolly's interesting too.
Trump could decide that he wanted to be there.
This guy's big. He's Big Shaq.
I'm driving. I'm designated driver.
Last time I saw a Shaq this big, I bulldozed it for a casino.
Go to dinner? Or,
we would go axe throw.
Okay.
And then, weird. Clearly we'd go to Dollywood.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd go get some Papa John's.
Oh, okay.
Right, Papa John's?
Or Wings?
He's got a piece in so many different companies.
Wings? Oh, Rick Ross is there as well then.
Or do you want some Woo Wings? You get some Woo Wings.
No, I don't want the woo rings or the woo energy wink.
And woo energy.
I mean, when you start saying everything woo, Whip Foyle, you're going to get an impediment like Cody Rhodes. All right.
Did we ever say hello?
No. You didn't guess yet.
Oh, gosh, I don't even
Shaq
know.
Shaq is, if you have any lick of sense, you know he's 54 years old today.
Okay, 54.
Oh, you almost got a lick of sense. Shaq is 53 years old today.
I really thought lick. I knew that. I really,
you have no
really
lick
thought.
Whatsoever.
Wish him a happy birthday, Kenny the Jet.
So he
Chuck
got drafted in 91.
You were lickless.
Not 92.
I think he was 92.
He was an NBA rookie in 92.
It was either 92 or 93, because 93 was his first All-Star game in Utah. So it might have been 92.
See, it's weird in basketball, because football will go over like past the top of the year with the Super Bowl, but that's still one season. Like football cards for 2024, a lot of them are just now coming out in 2025.
Yeah, it was 92. First team All-American at LSU, National Player of the Year. He was going to be on the dream team, but they took Leitner. I remember that.
God bless. Yeah. Yes.
Because Leitner was a bigger college star.
God, that's smart. And then, Carl Malone's wife went in there and just stole all the Christian Leitner. Yes, we got drunk with him. He didn't get drunk. We did.
I think Shaq went on to say he's glad he didn't make the team because he wouldn't have got to play much.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
And then Charles Barkley was the MVP of that team by far.
PJ Carlissimo saw more play time than Christian Leitner got.
Carlissimo.
Nice. I remember looking over and he was the tallest man in the room.
Val Venus.
It is the big Valbowski's birthday.
Oh.
Met him. Very nice guy.
Sean Morley.
Yep. Very, very,
very
nice
smart.
Guy. Met him the same night I met
who is
Brock
he?
Lesnar. Former porn star turned professional wrestler.
Walked out with the towel on.
Yeah.
Oh. Shake his hips
he
around.
He would say his catchphrase, "Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
You want to play a game, Sydney?" Oh, no. Oh my God. Val Venus was the scream person. Killer.
Same person.
"Hello, ladies. Want to play a game?"
A lot of opinions on a lot of different subjects, Val Venus. Very smart guy.
Is he like soft John Rocker? You know what I'm saying?
You talking about Johnny Rocker?
No, is that Johnny Rocker?
No, he's like, you know, more like introspective type, you know.
Oh,
like,
deep thoughts.
Yeah, a little deeper than Rocker.
Should I Google him and see if he's handsome or
well,
not?
Well, that would give away the age.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It would.
I'm going to say that he's...
Plus, he used to have long hair.
Someone is 55 today, and I believe it's him. The big Valbowski.
56.
54 for Val Venus, 1 year older than Shaq.
Is he still with Ryan Shamrock? Does anyone know?
We'll keep it going for one of the kings of comedy.
D.O. Hughley.
It is D.O.'s birthday.
My God.
You got it on the first disc. We're talking about his son's underwear being full of mud.
Right. I have something in common with him. I cannot tell you. It's on the down low.
No, this is D.L. Hughley. I think your gamer tag is D.S.L. Hughley. Paige.
Well, I found out what the D.L. stood for. And it's not duck lips. You read it wrong.
58.
That guy's got a hat collection. It's insane. 59.
D.L. Hughley is 62 years old today. This might be a stretch.
He's
but
a good radio guy, though. Mm-hmm. Don't talk mess.
No. Still doing comedy.
You leave duck lips Hughley out of this.
I'm not going to say anything about Hughley.
Roseanne.
Nope.
John.
Nope.
I think original cast.
DJ.
Nope.
Booker.
Nope, not Clooney. He was on sporadically.
Was it part of the Loose Meat restaurant episodes?
Nope.
Sarah.
When she worked in the mall? Sarah Chalk?
Nope. I think his character is he was one of Dan's coworkers, I think.
Oh.
And it's not the black guy who wore the Clemson shirt in the whole episode.
That's right, man. You know what's crazy? I found an old wrestling card the other day of Rocky King. Do you remember that black guy wrestler from the 80s? He was kind of a jobber.
Oh, yep.
But they gave everybody cards in, and they would do the simple things of your favorite movie, your favorite song, your favorite Clemson, or your favorite college football team, Clemson Tigers.
God.
Like Rocky King.
Oh, Rocky.
Shouting out Clemson.
Hanging out with Butch Reed and Brickhouse Brown.
Anyway, have you said?
No, it's Tom Arnold.
Oh, my God. We went around the block, didn't we?
I said I was a stretch.
Danced all around that.
Oh.
Jackie.
We just told you how to get around your elbow to get to your BH.
Basically.
Jackie what? What was the Jackie Thomas?
I can't remember his name on the show.
No, but it might not have been a spinoff. He had the Jackie Thomas show. It didn't last very long.
I don't remember that one.
And he also chased a lot of white lines across the country.
I was really hoping in the early season of the Conners they'd bring Clooney back for like a little cameo.
Like, you think he ever talked Arnold into doing coke?
Probably.
Well, I don't know.
Oh my God, man. What is this? I do a great Arnold. I do a better Arnold from Different Strokes. I'll try that one tomorrow.
Okay. I'll play Gordon Jones character.
What you talking about, Willis? Willis?
I'll bring the bike
like
in.
Chris Rock. I give up.
Tom Arnold.
64.
Four.
He is not 64. He is 66 years old today.
I wanted to be my argument. I couldn't decide on the three or the four, so I called him a Marvel character instead. Ah, to hell with it.
There's only two people left that we could play this song for.
Meathead.
It is Meathead's birthday.
Reiner.
Meathead Reiner.
Rob.
It's very controversial. Not a fan of the president at all.
Wow. The way she hits some notes.
Not happy with the president.
This is Spinal Tap, The Princess Bride, A Few Good Men. I mean,
said it.
Meathead's had quite a career.
Yeah.
If you were in my chair having to guess, what would you say without knowing the age of Fat Boy?
I think you would probably say suck it.
Okay.
Maybe suck it.
I would say 78 years old for Meathead today.
And you're wrong. He's 79.
We'll do this for
80.
Wouldn't it be funny if Fatboy told us the wrong age and Paige is disputing it? And she's like, no, it says right here he's 80. Wait a minute, damn it.
I know it. Gave up your sources. We'll do this for you. There are two Karate Kid-related birthdays today, but one is a newer actor on the Cobra Kai show that nobody knows.
They're bringing that back yet again, and now Elizabeth Berkley from...
Cocaine Bear?
Nope.
Various projects? Acting
Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
She's so excited. She's going to be on there. It's like they're bringing, like, I bet Fonzie's going to be on there.
Hey, he'll be Karate Kid.
Mr. T is going to be like one of the dojo masters or something.
Well, this we're going to celebrate the birthday
Speaking
of
that, my dojo hurts today.
Speaking of dojo.
What do you do to your dojo?
Is the master.
Sit down too fast.
At the Cobra Kai dojo. John Kreese.
Oh.
Martin Cove. Birthday today.
Oh.
He's had a lot of work done.
He came back to the show, Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah. Man, he's got
the leg, Johnny.
He's got to be like 74 years old.
76.
Martin Cove is 79 years old today.
Wow.
He's definitely had a lot done.
Sweep the floor, Paige. You sweep the leg.
Shoot the half.
Shoot the half.
Sweep the leg.
Sweep the floor.
Sweep the floor. Wash the dishes. Give me another beer. He's awful. He's awful. Oh, this now says ice cream sampling. Ah!
Well, I think they give you like a half gallon to take home.
Oh, okay. Well, sample to me says taste. It's like I got to put on a bunch of disguises and pretend to be other employees.
It's not like when you were a kid. This is like, you know, all you want now.
All right, give me some more ice cream. Mom, come get me. I'm done.
Matthew, quit getting in line.
You know, that was one thing she didn't mind. Matthew, you're still 11, aren't you? You're still 11, Matthew.
Yeah, you're
Mom, I'm 13, Matthew. But you act like you're 11. Can we agree on that? A family of four for the buffet.
On Sundays, you 11, Matthew.
It's great. Yeah, leap year baby, Matthew.
Be
you 11 didn't know.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
11, 17.
Hey, look, thank God they didn't charge by the pound. We would have all been homeless.
This is a pink floater.
Dislocated, whatever it's called now.
Floater.
Dehomed.
It's not Roger Waters. This is Mortal Enemy.
Give me the initials. I suck.
D.G.
David Gilmour.
It is Gilmour's birthday.
Yeah.
Can we try something tomorrow just for fun?
Yeah.
In the monologue at 6 o'clock, let's do celebrity birthdays.
We can do it.
I want to see if I can do it earlier in the morning, because as the morning goes on, I just...
It's kind of fizzle out a little bit.
I've sat here, guys, for like 3.5 hours and talked, and I'm just kind of spacing out, man.
I get it. We can do it.
I mean, just for fun.
Oh, then we can redo it at the end and see if you still remember.
That would actually be
a different audience, guys.
Very funny.
We still wouldn't get them right.
We're going to repeat tomorrow's celebrity birthdays.
Hello.
For time purposes, I'll tell you David Gilmour is 79 years old today.
That's good.
Happy heavenly birthday, Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Oh, man.
You're correct, sir.
We got old ones today. Ed would have been 102 years old.
Good gracious.
Abbott, your buddy Lou Costello, would have had a birthday today.
He's in the big publisher's clearinghouse in the sky.
119 for Lou Costello.
No way.
Wow.
And not the Ninja Turtle, but we're talking about the Sistine Chapel painter himself.
Oh, Michael.
Michelangelo would have been a whopping 550 years old today.
You shouldn't say whopping.
Happy birthday.
I know. Look, there are people, according to Trump, in the Social Security database that are older than Michelangelo is today. That kind of blew my mind.
Say Michelangelo?
Michelangelo.
The great poet laureate?
Boy, the one that...
That was my Angelou.
That wore the orange thing around her eyes? Orange bandana. She ate a lot of pizza. Michelangelo.
That was my Angelou. The one Oprah had on all the time.
That was my Angelou.
No. She laid on her back on the Oprah show and read poetry.
Yeah, I remember her.
In the Listerine Chapel, I believe it was.
Nailed it.
Listerine. Gingivitis at the door. I can't believe we have people older than 350 years old, older than the country.
I can't believe it.
In the Social Security database.
Like,
there's one that's old, very old.
Like, what's the oldest one you ever see on your list? Like, you know.
That's got to be. Michelangelo's got to be
it. Do you ever, like, skip over Plato?
No, or yeah. Socrates. He's a half century years old, for God's sakes.
Right.
How could you?
Now we got to, you know, debate his existence or not.
And that, well, that's the weird thing about it is, like...
Plato or Socrates?
Like, what is
Michelangelo,
oldest running continual company in America? Like, it's weird because, like, in Asia, they have companies that have been in business for 5,000 years.
Yep. Well, I don't know.
I mean, that's, like, unfathomable.
It will be Walmart in
Johnson
future generations.
Johnson.
Well, everything will be Walmart. Like, the... Walmart's going to buy the Gulf of America.
Gulf of Walmart.
The Gulf of Walmart.
I would swim in it just to hang out.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Amazon already bought the river. Did you see that?
You son of a bitch.
I live over on the Prime Tributary. Folks, tomorrow is going to be a great day because it's Friday. I hope you have a job and something to do, but if you don't, you're going to hear some FOF tomorrow. It's going to blow your socks off. And if you wear flip-flops with socks, I say things about you behind your back. Listen to this right here.
To the pizza delivery boy that delivered my last night, you f***ing pizza f***ing dumbass, and f*** you ass f***ing was cold, my cheese was stuck to the box, eat and f***ing choke, bitch.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Let me tell you, she calls out a lot of people. That's just one of them.
Does she call out, like, the specific location, or not the location, but the brand?
No, but she might call out your favorite morning show.
Mine, personally. Well.
Uh-oh, what did we do?
She's on the warpath.
My favorite morning show is not on the air anymore.
And so I can say that because you're a 20th. I can say warpath. You just have to have someone of Native American heritage in the room. That's how that works.
So it's something to do with...
She don't like us.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she called our phone line to say it.
Yep.
She doesn't like us?
Yeah, I didn't think I had to throw it out there, but I did for time purposes.
Well, you know
I can't
what?
Wait to hear
it's
this.
It's like Kendrick's halftime show. Not everybody gets it.
K-Dot.
I still don't know what I'm supposed to be getting.
I don't either.
It's like, why is there a tennis player over here crip walking? I don't get it. I've watched it 10 times. Like, what does this mean? But I know she should date Drake. Good morning, everybody. What's your answer?
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.